I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. As Republican gubernatorial primary winner Brian Kemp looks toward the general election, former frontrunner Casey Cagle is asking his supporters to back Kemp. During his concession speech last night, Cagle says he reached out to Kemp to pledge his support in the coming months.
I committed to him my full, undivided support to see that he will be our next governor of the state of Georgia, and I want each of you to do the same thing.
Although both GOP candidates sought an endorsement from President Trump, Kemp was the one to receive support from the White House. Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams will meet in the general election on November 6th. Well, last night, two women won the Democratic nomination for two Atlanta congressional seats. In Georgia's 6th congressional district, Lucy McBath defeated Kevin Abel in the Democratic primary runoff to take on Republican incumbent Karen Handel in November. McBath, who lives in Marietta, ran on a platform of health care and gun control. In the state's 7th congressional district, Georgia State University professor Carolyn Bordeaux beat David Kim for the nomination to face incumbent Rob Woodall. Bordeaux campaigned on equal pay for women and abortion rights. This week, Cox Enterprises says it's considering selling 14 TV stations, including Atlanta's WSB. The stations are part of Cox Media Group, one division of the Atlanta-based company that also owns the AJC and other print, radio, and digital media across the U.S. CEO Alex Taylor says that for the TV stations to remain strong, they need access to the resources of a larger television company. Georgia's judicial watchdog agency has filed ethics charges with the state Supreme Court, accusing a judge of pulling $15,000 from a court registry. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that the Judicial Qualifications Commission says state Superior Court Judge Mac Crawford violated the Code of Judicial Conduct. In March, a Pike County court clerk told the district attorney that Judge Crawford asked for a check from the registry for funds pertaining to a 2002 case in which Crawford served as a private attorney. Crawford says he's been forthcoming with investigators and doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He won't oversee criminal cases on the Griffin Judicial Court during the investigation. And a Macon businessman has been found guilty in a 5-year federal fraud case involving Macon-Bibb County Schools. GPB's Sophie Peel reports.
In 2012, Isaac Culver's company, Progressive Consulting Technologies, was hired to upgrade technology in Macon schools. But investigators found the company instead sold useless devices to the school system for $3.7 million. The cost was nearly double what the company paid for the virtual desktops. The unusable devices were never installed and still sit in a warehouse. The case is part of an ongoing federal fraud investigation involving former school superintendent Romaine Dalamond. Culver could face up to 20 years in prison. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Peel in Macon.
And in sports, the Atlanta Dream notched their 8th straight win, beating the Los Angeles Sparks 81-71 last night. Los Angeles was trying to break what is now a 5-game home losing streak. The Dream host the Washington Mystics next Tuesday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.